information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mommy says don't play with fire.
Oh, oh my God.
That's hot. But Mommy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you
want to
go in?
Hi, Helen. Hey, and welcome to this week's episode of The Critic Cast. It's the 92nd episode of The Critic Cast. The name is Larry, and yes, it is another pleasure. Yeah, it's always a pleasure. I derive a lot of pleasure from doing the show. I really do. So today I'm going to talk about went out there and I asked people if the country's laws on gays and lesbian rights and all that other stuff reflected people's individual opinions. I got opinions from people that sent me their opinions via WhatsApp, as well as those who sent me their opinions via Facebook. Other than that, we're also going to talk about whether why men nowadays are not getting married. So just a couple of reasons why men are finding it difficult to get married nowadays. It's not just women trying to get married and all that other stuff. But before I go into the news, I just want to, just for a second, sad news that came out this week. Last week, Sunday, a young man by the name of Takudzwa Rugari Paraza sadly passed away. He had been the subject of a campaign called Answer the Call, where people raised money for him to get treatment in India. And unfortunately, he couldn't find a matching donor. So rest in peace, Jan Takudzwa. He was only 20 years old. So in the news this week, we start off with the electricity situation in Zimbabwe just become untenable. It's no longer a running joke anymore. It's just like, yeah, we're going for 14 hours during the day with no electricity, which kind of makes no sense. And you know, you can't get like proper answers, eh? You can't get proper answers from anyone. They just say, okay, you know what? Dam levels were 70% last year, and suddenly 29%. Nobody's telling us why. Suddenly they were we wake up to the idea that there's a problem when we're down to 29%. Then you got the acting president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, coming out and saying, like, if we do, we're working on thermal station solutions and so forth, that's going to take between 18 months and 4 years until you have proper setups. So there are a whole bunch of things that they're saying they're working on, but, you know, you got to plan these things better. You know, you just can't wake up and say, oh, yeah, okay, there's a problem that just came up. We've no idea how to fix it, but, yeah, we're going to tell you something very soon. Which is essentially what you said in Parliament. Like, I can understand you saying we don't want to tell you something that is not conclusive, because that's even worse. I mean, you tell us, okay, we're going to do this or the other. But you've had some flimsy ideas, like, you know, you want to ban geezers and stuff like that. Then Professor Jonathan Moyer comes in and says, no, we didn't say ban geezers. We just say going to want people to start using solar geezers. So, I don't know. Imagine how much money the economy is already bleeding without having to deal with so many hours of no electricity and that sort of thing. It's just ridiculous. Okay, in other news, it was sad news. South Africa's murder rate has gone up by a ridiculous level, by about 4.7% or something like that. The thing is, the figures are pretty startling, that 17,805 people were killed between the 1st of April 2014 and 31 March 2015. I just noticed, why do they start counting on April Fool's Day? It's just strange to have a financial year that starts like that. Tintin has given birth. She's shared her delight at being a new mother. She said the labor lasted for 7 hours, so congratulations to her and husband Vidimai. Trevor Noah debuted this week on The Daily Show. He's sexual with Kevin Hart. Yeah, it was just weird. I don't think I'd ever like to interview Kevin Hart. He just likes pings all over the place. Like, just glad he doesn't have Tourette's syndrome, because imagine if he was just swearing. He'd just be weird. I don't know. It's just in cricket, Zimbabwe has lost all its matches against Pakistan so far. Had the highest score in both T20 and and the one day internationals that Zimbabwe has scored is 129 or something like that. Can't even get to 136. The 136, why I mentioned 136, the first two matches, Zimbabwe has set a score of 137 in the T20s and failed to get it both times, scoring 125 and 121 or something silly like that. I don't know, just ridiculous. The convener of selectors, Kenyon Zeal, has come out and says that the changes coming, their players who are being phased out and their players have stood down already and stuff. We're seeing the changes. I don't think it can come fast enough. I mean, the fans are really turning away from the game. People are just not pitching up anymore. So, you know, certainly the red lights are flashing. Now, speaking of sport again, Zifa, right, has got until the end of the year to pay FIFA $150,000 for another failed coaching mission and that sort of thing, where they put this guy called Tom Seinfeld, who famously coached the Warriors while he was in Namibia, because he couldn't get a working visa. So, yeah, $150,000. What else? They're out of a World Cup that is 7 years away. Already out of the 2018 World Cup, but be out of the next World Cup as well. And finally, big, second from last, well, ridiculous with this story. Baboons cut, you know, there's, well, they chewed into the, what you call it, they chewed into the baboons chewed into the cables. And so, you know, it was just so strange. The baboons chewed into the cables and they were all flying for like an hour. Yeah. Silly baboons. Yeah. And finally, Zambezi Magic will be showing Zimbabwe's top 10 videos this coming week. And I can see ZPC growing green with envy. So in this week's Criticast, I sent out a message to a lot of people and I said, hey, I want to know if you think the laws for this country are representative of, you know, do they represent your views on homosexuality and that sort of thing? Now just to give a background on what the law is, because some people are like, I don't know what the law is. What is the law? So the law is, according to the Constitution, you can same-sex marriages are not allowed, but it's quite silent on everything else. So it says same-sex marriages, no, absolutely, no, we don't want those. No man can marry another man. No, woman can. And you know, so many of those Christian resealers and so forth, they're like, yeah. But it is, but before you get overexcited, the criminal codification on whether men can sleep with men and women can sleep with men has not been repealed. So that means the Criminal Codification Act, and as far as sexual offences is concerned, will still charge you under sodomy and those other laws. So now, having said that, I decided that I was going to get people to give me their opinions on what they thought, and if they thought those laws represented them, especially given the noise that was made in the news recently after the president at the United Nations General Assembly said, we are not gays completely as a country. So I'm going to give those opinions and I'm going to give other people's opinions, and I want to say what my opinion is. And in all of this, it's important to note that we're not thinking about, you know, what other countries are doing. We're just thinking about Zimbabwe, okay? Can Zimbabwe as a country decide to have its own laws in as far as that is concerned? So let's get those opinions.
I don't think it's good to legalize gay marriages, because it means all the youngsters and our kids will become gay and lesbians. No, please, don't legalize. Leave it as it is and let people make choices of doing it or not doing it. Private is better. No. We mustn't legalize that. It's not good at all. Well, it's good to whoever wants it, but mustn't be like a formal thing. No, it's not in the Bible. No, please.
Hey, Larry. Really? The country's laws do not reflect my personal views on gay people or gay sex or gay marriages. I mean, we just said marriage. Two consenting adults can get married. Okay, if they're gay and they want to get married, whatever. It's them. My moral whatever should not affect the next person, or unless, of course, it then becomes criminal. But criminalizing two consenting adults wanting to have sex, I think Africa has got bigger issues to worry about, like corruption, like advancing the continent. Yeah, like changing leadership and advancing causes that help, like mineral extraction and developing nations and all that, and education and all that. I mean, sex, really? No, get off it, Africa, like, please. Find other things to worry about. Okay, no, not find. Focus on the important things to worry about.
Hi, Larry. Basically, my problem is not with gay people. I think that if you feel that is what's natural to you, then kudos to you. Be gay by all means. My only problem is that when gay people want to have the same as straight people have, you are not straight. Therefore, you cannot have the same things that straight people have. Why do you want to have kids? If being gay is so natural, then you have to also allow that having children is a natural process. then why should you want to take that and make it something that is not for you? That's my only qualms with the whole gay thing. But yeah, if you want to be gay, that's you. Anyway, yeah, that's my contribution.
I personally think kuti munhu kana asingade mukadzi ngaita hake kana fata or whoever anoita basa rekuti harare nevakadzi, because honestly, as long as these gay marriages are legalized, these things are getting out of hand. I've seen, like, in Asia, a gay person akutokwanisa kuti abarika revarume. So you see, this doesn't even make sense. I know these are like the end times, but munhu kana asingangode mukadzi ngaangogara akadaro. Ngavatosungwa actually, because this is not reflecting good upon the world. And then nyika yedu ngaitoramba yakatongosunga kuti zvoni they are not going to be legalized. That policy iripo ndizvozvo. God created Adam for Eve and Eve for Adam, not Adam and Steve.
Ooh, a lot of very interesting opinions there. Yeah, totally interesting opinions. Well, the name is Larry, listen to the Criticast, and, you know, I know sort of people would have been cringing, like, oh, goodness, what was that? And for various reasons, for those that was, like, against and all that other stuff. I'm going to read some of the opinions on Facebook. Marcy said, gay people should advocate for their own rights. If there is not enough of them doing that, then it means they're not interested or enough to make a country change the systems for a handful. We can't want what they haven't asked us to stand with them for. Jackie says, now in a world full of hatred and violence, why punish people for loving those that they do? Love is love. Celebrate it. Then Aaron responded to Marcy saying, I can assure you that there are considerably more than a handful of gay and lesbian people in this country who cannot advocate for their own rights for fear of actual jail time in the best case scenario, or being beaten to death or worse. Or how about being raped daily and repeatedly with the go-ahead from their family, from your family and friends to cure you, quote-unquote. I promise you, every one of you reading this post would have at least 10 homosexual friends and family. Think of your brother, sister, your best friend. Are they evil? Marcy responds and says, no, that's not what I meant at all. I do not for a second disbelieve that Zim has a lot of gay people who would benefit from favorable legislation, but how does it change the perception of the people abusing? What needs work is the culture of intolerance. The law will reflect people. If the people of Zim are still mistreating homosexuals, then we have a bit more work to do before we change legislation. Indeed, these horrible things happen to people, but it's not the law that is making it acceptable to be homophobic. It's people in Zimbabwe are still homophobic. How could changing the law stop the abuse? Larry asked about changing the law to allow gay marriages, not law to stop gay violence and abuses. How does allowing people to get married stop the masses full of hate from abusing them? Simba came out and said, marriage is a religious and cultural institution. If the practiced religion and cultures of the land don't permit gay union, they should go settle in places that allow it. I say union because your religion is not geographic, but culture is. A white wedding is a Christian practice, and the Christianity religion, as long as the doctrine is derived from the Bible, does not and should not permit gay marriage at all. Culture, on the other hand, differs by geography and can be revised by the practitioners from time to time. If a particular grouping of people decide to allow for this practice within their territory they have the jurisdiction over, then so be it. But it should be something like what the South Africans have done. Allow a civil union for purposes of things like property rights, etc. Mwalo says, Simba, white wedding, apinda papi, marriage is a constitutional issue. It has nothing to do with the Bible. People have married since time immemorial. The Bible doesn't have autonomy over marriage unless you give it that role. Simba responds by saying, a wedding or machato ceremony is a joining in of holy matrimony. Quote unquote. Dirk says, firstly, we have to know what the law says, especially with the new constitution in play. I think our laws are a lot less stringent than most people believe. So Gerald came up with some really strictly, like, I don't know. Yeah. unmentionable stuff. Tony, every country has its tradition and laws approved by the government. Gay marriage is not part of our tradition, and those who intend to get married legally cannot, because the law prohibits such marriage. However, they're free to find someone who can officiate the marriage, even though it won't be recognized. They can stay together as friends or partners until the laws are changed. Charles says, let them do what they want, because in a nutshell, Zim isn't a Christian nation, as many portray it to be, and we have many cultures here to see in this land. So to deny people their right to get married based on religious grounds, as many people tend to believe, isn't justified. Let the gays do whatever they want. It's up to their God to judge their actions. Mapfumo says, we are not gays, quoting the president. Gordon says, the problem is Zim is full of hypocrites, everything, especially the so-called Christians. Their God has a child with with another man's wife, which makes their Jesus essentially an illegitimate child, but they are quick to judge gays. Afrobella says, who people sleep with is their own business. I just hate the way the issue is politicized. If Africans feel they have more pressing issues than LGBT rights, then let them be, and let them focus on the issues they feel are more important. Someone says, the way you phrase the question betrays your opinion on the matter. You know, I say to you this: should Zimbabwe have the right to tell a brother and a sister, a father and a daughter, that they get married or have a sexual relationship, which presently under the law is incest? I ask this question because the root of the laws against homosexuality and incest is the people's moral code, that is the majority of the people. The same thing that makes the idea of a brother and a sister, or mother or son, having a sexual relationship be repulsive is the same thing that makes homosexuality repulsive to me and the others who are not on this pro-gay bandwagon. Dwayne says, accepting homosexuality is the same thing as giving rise to murderers, rapists, etc., etc. Our country is made up of tradition as Zimbabweans and religion as Christians. Homosexuality is against our Christianity and is taboo for our tradition. We're all sinners, yes. However, we shouldn't approve and promote sins that are cursed by our tradition. And finally, Tatenda says, personally, I'm of the opinion that gay rights, I am in support of gay rights. It says, I think our country and government is not respecting, protecting, and fulfilling the rights of the community. What makes gays and retrosexuals different is what is termed as sexuality and sexual orientation. A few years ago, the world adopted the MDGs, and among those are the reducing the HIV infections. As African and Zimbabweans, we fail to achieve that goal. Why? Because our government are not included in such vulnerable groups in issues to do with HIV AIDS, apart from what we country. And then he waffles on, I don't know what he's talking about now. Anyway, those are different people that gave their opinions. And ultimately, what I think the real issue here is that this is difference of opinion. I lean towards a lot of people who say a lot of the issues that we deal with are probably first world problems. And as a society, even if you change the laws, you're not going to change the attitude of the people. So until you change the attitudes of the people, then the laws won't matter, because the law, at the end of the day, is just a piece of paper. That's what I'll say. Anyway, on the other side, I will quickly talk to you about, in a quick nutshell, why men are finding it difficult to get married. Yeah, the name is Larry, the Criticast, and I've totally run down the clock. But the reason why men are not getting married, are finding it difficult to get married, from talking to a couple of guys, is because it's simple. Girls just run too much game now. So sometimes you want to be like the nice guy and that sort of thing, but the girl runs so much game, she's turned herself into that guy you do not want to be. You know, that guy, that player, that guy that even you don't want to be friends with, that you would never let date your sister or even look at her. The guy looks at your sister, you want to punch him in the throat. A lot of girls are turning into that guy. So yeah, shout out to you ladies. You can be that guy. But when you find that there's this woman that you think is a lot less than you, and she got married to this guy, and you're like, what the hell happened there? It's because she doesn't run game. And guys, I'm not saying you're allowed to run game, but I'm just saying, this is what's making it difficult to get married. And it's been Larry. It's been the Criticast. Take care of yourself. I'll be back with you on next week, Friday, for the Criticast. And other than that, catch me on Friday night on the Switch on ZFM Stereo, putting 6:30 and 7, powered by The Movement with my co-host, Kundai Chianika. And also catch me on Tuesdays, between 6 and 6:30, on a show called Tuesday Night Football. We'll talk about Bifo Game. The name has been Larry. It's been the Criticast. And with that, I say, when things happen in your life, know the things that are your responsibility and those which aren't. Then you'll be able to move on. It's been Larry. It's been the Criticast. Take care of yourself.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?